El Niño refers to the occurrence of warmer than normal ocean surface temperatures in the equatorial central Pacific Ocean. In other words, in the waters south of Hawaii. These waters then influence where big thunderstorms form, which in turn influence jet streams at middle and higher latitudes. Climate Science and Services Manager at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Rick Toman, says he's constantly asked how something 1,500 miles south of Hawaii can have any effect on Alaska.
And the answer is those big tropical thunderstorms. They're very persistent. They extend way high into the atmosphere, and they transport lots and lots of that tropical moisture into the high atmosphere. And as that spirals away from the equator, it impacts the jet stream at higher latitudes. And from its modifications of the jet stream, that's how it winds up influencing Alaska and really much of North America's weather.
However, this has nothing to do with our current warm weather. Although Super Typhoon Nuri did involve a big storm being transported by jet streams,
but that is completely unrelated to El Nino.
Toman says NOAA's Climate Prediction Center is calculating a 58% chance that an El Nino will form, and if it does, it will be weak. In the past 30 years, weak El Nino events make Alaska warmer than normal, but only significantly so in Southeast and the Gulf of Alaska. However, Toman says usually El Nino events would have already started.
There have only been a handful of El Niños that have actually wound up occurring that have started this late in our winter season. So if it's going to happen, it's going to have to happen real soon.
With or without El Niño, one thing is clear about the weather in Bristol Bay. It's warmer and wetter and looks like it will be remaining that way throughout the weekend. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.